There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, we're back. And yesterday on my show, the author of the Vatican Assassins 3rd edition, Eric Phelps, gave us a quick solution and a good solution to the problems in America. And he says, just get rid of all the Jesuits. He pointed to how the King of Spain did that and then pointed to how 80 other countries have expelled them. Frank, have you ever given that any thought about how to get rid of these guys?
Well, originally I had a problem because my uncle and relatives in the past, but my uncle at the moment is arguably the most senior theologian of the Jesuits. So I think last time when I mentioned that, some of the listeners and researchers felt, well, maybe I'm playing a double game, but I assure you I'm not. I think the problem that you face with the Jesuits is that it's like a melanoma or a cancer. It's not just one part. You're dealing with schools, you're dealing with people that were educated by them, like their different colleges. You're dealing with the banks, you're dealing with the wealth of the controlled by the Jesuits. It's not that you're dealing with the Reserve Bank. It's not that simple. Try and kick them out, but all that would do is cause them to simply press a button and they would close America down, as they did in 1929. And again, I'd fear for what that would cause in America. So I don't think it's going to come from economic or political. I actually think it's going to come from spiritual. I think it's going to come from what we were discussing before about how Americans move forward from their crisis of faith at the moment, and hopefully start to embrace what they can do to help not just themselves but the rest of the world as people who live and believe in morals and values.
You know, I think it would make a great show if you could ever get your uncle to come on and discuss this with us. I think we would have a great time. I'm really mean that. Ask him. See what he says. I mean,
I haven't had the phone call yet. I think it's going to take them a few more months before they get the reports on what I've written before they're in a position even to think about what they want to do. But
They have not responded to you yet. And is there kind of an icy feeling now with your family, or what's going on personally?
Well, I'm moving into the ice age. I think that's a process. I mean, unless people actually go and have a look at what we talk about, it's a bit hard to describe. But the Supreme Bible of God I mentioned is over 140. It's 144 books, over 2,000 chapters. I mean, it's in itself, it's immense. But then it's connected to things like one Islam and one heaven, and these things in themselves are immense. So for the Vatican, they've got to understand what they're dealing with first before they can respond. But yeah, I expect the ice to come at some point.
Yeah, and I was just wondering how personally you were affected by this because of the your uncle and your family having a tradition in the Catholic faith. It's not easy sometimes to do this, but I did want to tell my listeners and to hear it from you. Because of that close connection with a Jesuit high theologian, some people say, well, is he playing both sides of the fence? And just respond to that so you can tell my listeners right from your mouth.
Thank you. The thing is, the last thing on earth I ever wanted to or planned to do was discredit my family or anyone that I've known.
Can you just save your answer for right after this break? I don't want to cut you off. We'll be back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com. We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Long time no see. Short time for you and me. So fine.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And Frank, I wanted you to finish that statement. I cut you off at the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, I just want to say three things really quickly to put things in context, particularly when people think, well, hold on, how does this guy, and is this guy credible if he's got such senior relations in the Catholic Church and Catholic connections for centuries? There's three things I wanted to say quickly. I mean, firstly, if you believe and realize that the Vatican is evil, then it's no longer just a question of helping people who are alive, but also helping my family and the people that have supported them to get through and understand how they can stop this. Secondly, if you recognize that the agenda of the Vatican is collecting of souls, and this is a war between the living and the dead, then it's not good enough just to simply come up with short-term solutions and things that deal with politics and economics, because we're dealing with something much greater, of much greater history than that. And the third is, how do you end a war between the living and the dead? Now, I know that mixed with my family connections, when your listeners and a number of key listeners read about One Heaven and things like the Treaty of Lucifer and all these statements, it all seemed terribly kind of bizarre and, in a sense, kind of added to their uncertainty about me. But I can assure you and I can assure your listeners that my intentions are 100% at helping anyone I can to bring an end to the evil that holds us back and the evil that has been attacking and destroying America now since it was first formed. Okay, that's the three things I just wanted to say.
Okay, good, good. And that lays it right on the line and tells people exactly where you're coming from. And I think what we should do, I will take some calls later, so let me give out the number, 800-313-9443. But I'm going to leave it up to you. I know there's a lot to talk about, so go ahead. Tell us what's on your mind and how maybe you can help these people through your book. That, by the way, you can get, if you go to my website at arcticbeacon.com and scroll down, you'll see a banner that says The Almanac of Evil, 2,000 Years of Crimes Against Humanity. You can click there, and that's an easy way to get Frank's writings. But also, you'll be able to, we'll give out his website a little later. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, I think for people right now, and if I can address, because we're talking about people who are alive listening to the show, apart from those who are passed on that listen as well, is how people can come to terms with their lives, where they find themselves, the stresses of things like the war in Iraq, and how they can contribute and actually make a difference. And what I want people to understand is that there's nothing wrong or bad about their beliefs. If they believe in the respect of Jesus, if they believe in Christianity or Buddhism or Islam, what I think is critical is people understand that they need to educate themselves. And this is the greatest challenge in a world that vies for our time on TV and radio and all different mediums, is they need to educate themselves as to exactly, A, what is going on, B, who is behind it, and C, what is the bigger picture about end times. And end times is not just a series of prophecies. In the Jewish tradition, end times is not just an end but a beginning. And I'm hoping that listeners will realize that this isn't the end of the world, this is also the beginning of a new world. And I want people, I hope people can get hope in their hearts that if they stand up and they educate themselves and they speak to other people, then it doesn't take long with the internet for people to start to create a movement. We've never had the tools we have today to organize. Never in history have we had the tools today to organize. And this is the challenge. At the moment, we're individual groups with individual agendas, with people that you know, rightly or wrongly have their own groups and support. I have no agendas as far as who I see myself as. I'm no guru. I don't want to be a leader of anything. What I do want people to understand is that there's a history behind why we are where we are, and if they understand it, then they are armed with something far more powerful than bombs and guns. They're armed with truth, and truth is going to set people free.
Yeah, and that's really a key statement. We need to really understand and to learn about what's happened, because what they've done, I mean, the Jesuit order, let's just center right on what they do in this country and around the world. I mean, they're organized like a military organization. I find it so interesting how they set up their assistancies in our country. There's 10 of them with a head in Washington, and they're very organized. In fact, people that know them know they have their pulse on most everything going on in the world. And Kolbenbach, who sits in Rome, the Black Pope, Father Peter Hans Kolbenbach, at any one moment can find out anything he wants all over the globe through this system of 23,000 Jesuit priests. And that is an interesting fact, and I still hold to the precept that we must expose them for what they are and not let them hide behind their robes. And I don't think it's the people at the lower levels, but the high levels that really understand, and we know about the fourth vow, things like that. But I think the lower level people that do understand are afraid to come out because they're controlled. And then there are many who do not understand but need to be educated, like you say. So I recommend that all Jesuit priests read your Almanac of Evil and then come on my show and respond. I always ask them to do that, and I will do that again. Yeah, I agree with you totally, Frank, in that respect. Go ahead.
There's another dimension as well beyond that, and that is a belief, back to what I said at the beginning. If you believe in hell, you believe that war is in heaven. And unless the war in heaven ends, there will be no peace on this earth. And that's not just not a throwaway statement. That's a statement of fact. And if you bring people on to a system such as the Vatican, the Catholic Church, and the Jesuits, and condemn people through their evil actions, then you don't give them any hope. And one of the key things that the Vatican has continued over centuries and how they've collected souls is to curse. Now, if you end the history of curses, if you end this battle between heaven and hell, then you effectively end the curse of humanity. And if you end the curse, you give them the first time a way out. I just want to emphasize this, that even in the halls of the Vatican, there are people who see that there is no option but to continue doing what they've done for centuries. And I hope that they see that this is the first time that I can think of that an olive branch is put to them, not by me, but by the millions and millions of souls who have died through this, who say, please, please end this. Here is an opportunity. Let's stop cursing one another. Because if we can do that, if that is believed by people, then we lift the thing that continues this system. And I'm hoping they'll see that this is as much a redemption of themselves as it is for you and I. And that's what I'm hoping, that priests and bishops and cardinals and nuns will, after they read this and finally read the Constitution of One Heaven and the Supreme Bible of God, will come on your show and will openly accept that this is their last and only hope of their own redemption.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because if you can give people, for example, these priests who are controlled totally financially, they have nowhere to go. If they feel as if they have somewhere to go, if they feel as if they won't be killed for what they've done, I think we would have a solution, because without any of their workers, they're nothing. And that's really my feeling about it. What do you think?
Well, on that score, we're already draining the swamp. Again, for the living, it's hard to reconcile, but the dead are all around us, and they listen and they watch and they read. And what I wrote and why I wrote these things such as the Constitution for One Heaven for the dead first, because I wanted them to see, as well, much as I want your listeners to see, that there is a hope of ending the cursing. And if people believe that the curse is lifted, if they're forgiven for what they've done, if they see that this is the end of heaven and hell, but one heaven, one place, then yes, that they are going to lose their power. And if they lose their power, then the game is over. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on that. The point of fighting evil, you know, is difficult. And I would subscribe to every method possible. I mean, I would subscribe. I would say, let's get rid of all the Jesuits. I really believe that would help, because I see what they do and how many people they have killed. But I would love more for them to just close shop and basically say, listen, we understand what you're saying, and we agree, and we're going to, from now on, do good for the world. And it brings me back to a statement by one of my guests who said, who has the inside information of all the information the Vatican has, and he told me, he said, he's from Rome, he said, what a world this would be if they just used all their information for good and not evil. And that's really a profound statement, because I agree with that. If they were on our side, on the side of good, boy, what a world this would be, wouldn't it?
Well, this is the end times. I mean, the end times is about great miracles. It's about great opportunity. It's about hope. It's not just about more war. We've had enough war. And what I'm holding out is not just for people who have done good, but people who have done evil. You have a chance to save your soul. And this is the time to change.
Let's take a break. Come back in 3 minutes with Franco Collins on the Investigative Journal.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back on the Investigative Journal, and yes, we're tying connecting the dots, the New World Order, the real spiritual controllers being the Vatican, the Jesuit Order, and my guest, Franco Collins, has an indictment against them that goes back 2,000 years of the Vatican, and everyone would agree agrees that they are the spiritual controllers of the New World Order. Those that don't would disagree, but let me just read the beginning. And you come down real hard on these guys. You say, in accordance with the international treaties and conventions concerning human rights, the rule of law, all nations that recognize human dignity and decency, and the prosecution of organized crime, including but not restricted to prostitution, trafficking of prohibited narcotics, money laundering, murder, political assassination, fraud, pedophile rings, institutional incest, arms trade, and crimes against humanity, including but not restricted to genocide, sadistic torture, germ warfare, ritual and satanic murder and cannibalism, child slavery, general slavery, and wholesale destruction and suppression of human history, knowledge, and wisdom, and in consideration for the publicly acknowledged claim of unbroken leadership and control by persons implicated in such allegations, that the following charges of crimes are listed against the said defendants: Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal William Lavada, Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, or otherwise the Office of Inquisition, the remaining heads of departments, including all officials of the Roman Curia, otherwise known as the Holy See, otherwise known as the Vatican, all regional cardinals, archbishops, and bishops not attached to the Curia, all heads of orders of priests, nuns, and monks. And that's quite an indictment, and I would agree with you that these crimes must be reconciled with. Frank, when you put all these down, you trace this for 2,000 years, is there any doubt in your mind that some of these are still going on today?
Oh, no doubt. And if I just add something, when people do read it, part of the problem to date has been actually getting the Vatican into court on anything, and secondly, getting a win. And so far, sadly, there's been no wins against the Vatican, and I'm hoping to change that. So one of the books in the Supreme Bible of God is called the Book of Warrants, and if people go to your link and then look for the Book of Warrants, they'll see 18 chapters, but each of them are a detailed court claim that takes these crimes and puts them in a incredibly well-structured process that ultimately, I believe, is going to go a long way in helping get wins against the Vatican.
Okay, and you know that's important. I mean, because there are some cases going on now, and I tried to document those on my show. One that I find interesting was the case that an attorney brought against the CIA and basically has won the case, and he was trying to get information about the Vatican Bank, and through his research and through documents, he won the case and proved that there were popes involved during World War II. With the Nazis and with the CIA and the Ratline connections, bringing Nazis to America, all this stuff was on record, and it is very important when you're trying to establish that they are involved in the political systems of many countries. So that is on record. That cannot be disputed, and it's fact. The only way to dispute it is to ignore it or for people to completely lie about it. So anyway, that case, it's Levy versus CIA, for anybody out there who wants to look it up. There's a couple things, and this was an interesting point of debate I want to get into in this last half hour. Maybe we'll take a couple calls on it. But you, in the outset, we talked about hero. Let's go back to the beginning. We talk about heroes. And the church, the Catholic institution, has always used St. Paul as a hero. And we also find that Bible-believing Christians use him as a hero. Then you, in the beginning of your statement, shock a lot of Bible believers by your interpretation of St. Paul. I just wondered, I wanted to get into that, but tell us your side of the story on this.
Well, I will. Very quickly, though, I just want to use the example. There can be truth in a story, embedded in a story that's a complete lie. For example, I could say to you that 22 students somehow managed to get flying lessons, being on watch lists, and evade every agency in America to fly planes into the World Trade Center. There's truth in that, but then that story I just told you is complete fabrication, and you know that. So I just want people to understand that just because they read the Bible, it doesn't mean that I'm saying everything that they read is wrong. I'm simply saying the way it's spun, like Fox News, is a particular view that is not based on truth. And Saul of Tarsus his cohorts, being the Sadducee high priests, were the creators of Christianity. It wasn't Jesus. You know, Jesus belonged to a group called the Nazarenes, which were an offshoot of a group called the Essenes. And in Greece, the Essenes were called the Therapeutai, from where we get the word therapeutic. They were considered effectively the doctors of their age, the leading vegetarians. They believed in equality of all life. Talking to you.
Yeah, let's take a break here. We'll come back in our final half hour. We'll discuss this, maybe take a call or two with people who want to discuss this with you, back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And one program note, go to my website, www.arcticbeacon.com, and I am running a pledge drive this month, and I'm listener and reader supported, and I appreciate if you help me out. You can look on the front page, and you'll see how to do that if you so choose, to keep people like Franco Collins and others coming on who normally don't get a voice in the media that we've created in this country and around the world. It's amazing to me. What I always have tried to do on this show is to bring on viewpoints, so whether popular or unpopular, that need to be discussed in a context of one thing, and that is getting to the bottom of who is bringing down this country and who is bringing down, who has brought down the world for so many centuries, going all the way back to what we're discussing now, back when Christianity was formed. One of the points, though, I wanted to mention, though, was when you discussed the Dark Ages, It reminds me of maybe what they want to bring back to us today, Frank. Have you thought about that? I know you have, but maybe you just want to tell us maybe where we're headed towards is, again, the Dark Ages. What do you think?
Well, there's a fine line between giving us enough rope to keep ignoring the truth and then realizing that that strategy is no longer working. Based on the attendances at churches in the Western world, I fear that we're about to go back into a cycle where they shut down our economies, because they are the wealthiest economic entity, and money is just a means to an end. So they shut down our economies, especially America, because it'll affect everything. And it wouldn't take much then, if we are in severe problems, to cause what we consider a sophisticated society to dismantle, like we saw in Yugoslavia. I mean, Yugoslavia was as modernized as most of America, and yet look what happened when that country fell apart. I mean, they went back to basically feudal warfare. So I fear that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see, rolling in a whole lot of Catholic-driven dictators.
Yeah, and, you know, as I go through your Almanac of Evil, there are many, many things that I know many of my listeners would agree with you on throughout the 2,000 years, and we go through the centuries after centuries connecting the Vatican to the Nazis and the creation of communism, things like this. One thing, though, that some of my listeners have disagreed was your interpretation of the creation of history of Christianity with St. Paul. And I wanted you to straighten that out. Then I have a caller that's been waiting for over an hour to talk to you about this. So why don't tell us...
I'll be very quick, because I'd love to hear. Firstly, again, I apologize. I don't want anyone who believes in Jesus and Vedus to feel that I'm attacking them or the truth of those things. But you've got to understand, I mentioned before about the Essenes and the Nazarenes. The Gnostic Gospels, which disappeared off history and returned, show us a history there in Christianity which saw the ancient Israelites as being fundamentally Satanists and the Sadducees as being the high priests of Satanism. And what we've got here is a fellow called St. Paul who took everything that Jesus said and said, don't worry about what he said. What's important is that he was the sacrifice. Here we have a fellow that took a vegetarian and turned him into a self-sacrificing simulator of satanic ritual of blood and body.
Go ahead.
So here's a fellow that took Jesus and the Nazarenes and the Essenes, who saw women as equals and hated women, absolutely hated women, and that became a hallmark of Christianity for 2,000 years. So you've got to ask yourself, is this guy batting for the same side, or what is going on? Now, the more I read and the more I understood the context, like, for example, quarter of a million Romans that were burnt to death just around where Paul was imprisoned in Rome, clearly something's not right. Now, again, it's this question, either Paul was good or is evil. There's no in-between. And everything I've seen paints him as the architect of a counterfeit religion, not aimed to give us the truth of Jesus, but to embed these negative and ultimately satanic messages, which is all the Vatican's done. The Vatican's just continued what he started. That's my opinion.
How do you reconcile true Christianity and the people who follow true Christianity through the Bible?
Well, I believe that there's enough truth there for people, as they have done in America, to live Christianity as morals as opposed to behave in rituals that you see in Europe. And that's what I mentioned before. America is unique in that, except for the period with the Cathars in France, it's the only country, and certainly the country that started, this idea of living the moral values rather than simply going to church once a week and talking about it. I think there's a proof that in spite of everything, you can still live a good life, follow the Bible, and not get stuck on the evil path.
Okay. Listen, calls are stacking up here, and I do want to get there. I do want to refresh my callers and my listeners' memory. The phone number is 800-313-9443. Also, when you call, I do not screen calls, and I take calls that are for or against whatever my guest is saying. The only thing I ask is that there's no name-calling and that nobody speaks over one another. Everybody speaks and then listens and then creates an atmosphere where we can, me as a listener, listening to the caller and my guest, can understand what's going on. So please, those are simple rules. Let me get to Walt in Michigan. He's been holding a long, long time. Thank you for your patience, Walt. Do you have a question or comment for my guest?
I've got several things to comment about that he's in several things that he's said that are out, in my opinion now, are out and out lies. First of all, the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee. He was not a Sadducee. Okay? And he said that in the book of Acts. And you say that he was a co-conspirator in your book, on your website, that Luke and him and some high-level rich Jews were involved in a conspiracy and created a religious organization called Christianity, and that's another lie. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church, the body of Christ, and it's not the Roman Catholic Church. It's made up of people who've been believers long before the Roman Catholic Church ever existed. Okay? Let's clarify one thing. You have the Vaudois, V-A-U-D-O-I-S, who lived in the Italian Alps, that went up to Antioch, Syria, got the manuscripts of Scripture, and translated them into the Old Latin, which is not Jerome's version, but the original version that was accurate to the original manuscripts. Okay? Also, you said that the Lord Jesus Christ was an Essene. No, he wasn't. He was a Nazarene, and he was from the tribe of Judah, which is one of the tribes of Israel, which goes all the way back in his lineage, goes all the way back to Adam. He's the only man in the world that's ever lived who his lineage can be traced all the way back to Adam from the Old Testament and then repeated in the book of Matthew. Okay? The Apostle Paul wrote 14 books of the New Testament. If Paul was a co-conspirator in creating a criminal enterprise, then why was he constantly hounded by the Jews, loaded and lowered in a basket over a wall to escape death? He was stoned several times, left for dead. Okay, and you find that in the book of Corinthians that he wrote to explain what's happened to him. And finally beheaded in AD 68 by the Roman government at the behest of the Jews who were trying to shut him up, just like they shut up the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay?
Okay. Walt, let's let my guest comment. Go ahead.
Firstly, I mean, clearly you're a man that has a strong faith, and I'm sorry for the anger, but also I thank you for the way you spoke and in your moderate tones. You covered a lot of things there, and I don't know if I can cover them all in once, but look. I do qualify, if you read the Supreme Bible of God, I do qualify what I say about Paul and his relationship. I describe the Sadducees as the architects, but I do actually qualify that Paul was trained by a school of the Pharisees, the same school that Josephus ben Matthias went to. I do make those things clear. The other thing is...
But you just said that he was a Sadducee, sir. He's not a Sadducee. He was a Pharisee.
What I tried to do then was just qualify and say that when I mentioned in the original introduction of the Almanac of Evil about the Sadducees, there is a separate section in a very large, obviously, range of books. But if you go and have a look at Key Founders of Christianity is a book, 113, you'll see that I'm very, very clear on exactly what you said, that Paul was trained by the school of Pharisees in Jerusalem, and I make that very clear. So you're right. I mean, he was regarded as a Pharisee. He was a Syrian, but he, in my opinion and my research, he also was heavily involved in the Sadducee plots.
Where do you find that at? Where did you find this information about Paul? Being part of the Sadducees, where did you find that?
Dozens and dozens. I mean, again, if you have a look at the, if you have a look at even sort of half a dozen of the different books in the Supreme Bible, then yeah, you'll see I've really listed in enormous detail. So again, I don't want to trivialise the importance of what you're saying, and look, I don't want you or any person to feel that I'm just coming across and making these huge sweeping statements. I've spent years and years doing and reading this, and as I said, the last thing I wanted to do, because I was brought up believing in these things, the last thing I wanted to do was write these things. Like you, I saw Paul as an absolute hero.
Have you read Paul's letters?
I've read all of Paul's works, you know.
What did he preach in his letters?
Well, the key message of Paul is that Jesus died to save our sins, and you can work that down from that. That is his key message, is Jesus is the Lamb. Now, you can quote Paul, you can go into sections of his letters and his missions, but, I mean, you probably know that much, much better than I, and you probably can quote it verbatim better than I can. So in a contest, I'd certainly lose if that's what we want to do. But again, there are a lot of things you raised, and the only thing I can really say in an honest answer is if you read more of the Supreme Bible, you'll see that I do answer many of the questions you raised and try and put some context to it. Again, I'm sorry, because I don't want anyone to be upset, and clearly these things upset you. I'm sorry.
First of all, you're trying to get all the religions of the world to combine. That's the World Council of Churches, and that's the Antichrist sitting in Rome promoting that concept. They're complete antithesis to the Christian religion. And Islam, okay, rejects the Lord Jesus Christ as God. They put him only as a prophet. That is our Creator, who died on that cross, who was raised from the dead and sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Okay, and you're denying, okay, the same things the Apostle Paul declared, the same exact things about the Lord, that he was once persecuting and murdering Christians who were proclaiming the gospel, okay, which were the original apostles, which include Peter, which also said in Peter's letters that the letters that Paul wrote were scripture. You're denying what Peter said. He was an original apostle, was with the Lord Jesus physically and called out by the Lord, including Luke, by the way, you said was a co-conspirator with Paul. Luke was called out by the Lord Jesus Christ when he was physically on the earth. Okay? So you're, what you're saying are lies, and you should stop doing that. It's wrong.
Well,
okay,
just say the last little comment on that is you are perfectly entitled to your opinion, and clearly you're a man well-read in the Bible, and I'm sure you've read other books as well. If you just read the other chapters of the Supreme Bible, then, again, I welcome you to, if we have a chance to speak again, to say, I've read them, come on and say what you think. But I really ask you to have a look at the other sections, because I do answer many of your things quite clearly with a lot of detailed research, and I'm sorry you feel that they're lies. I sincerely do.
The Jesuit order is behind most, I believe, what you're doing, brother, as simple as that.
Well, here's what I'm going to break in right now and say this, that we can, Walt and my guests can agree that the Vatican and the Jesuit order are the spiritual controllers, and hopefully there's some common ground. They can both communicate. I'll figure out a way for them to get together, but I need to move on to my next caller. Zach Daniels, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Great show, as always. Yes, I am, and appreciate your show and what you're doing on the network, and also your guest. I appreciate his research, and he has definitely brought a lot to the table today's broadcast. I do want to point out that he made a very important statement earlier, your guest, Mr. Earl Collins, concerning that the Messiah was indeed a Nazarene, and that's found in the New Testament. And in fact, he was the founder of the Nazarene. And in fact, Paul was the ringleader, or his real name actually was Shaul. There's no evidence in the Renewed Covenant, or more commonly called the New Testament, that the apostle Shaul's name was ever changed to Paul. In fact, that was a Romanism, in fact, to worship Apollos. They worshipped and adorated Apollos. So they changed his name to Paul. So there's no evidence in Scripture where it was ever authorized by the Almighty that his name would be further known as Paul. It was actually Shaul or Saul. So the point, what I'm trying to say is that Mr. O'Collins has done some deep research, and I do respect what he's doing, as well as you, Greg. You bring a lot, again, in your broadcast every day. But what I would like to say is that he made a very important statement, your guest, Mr. O'Collins, and that was that the Messiah was indeed a Nazarene, and he was to be called a Nazarene. In fact, he was the founder of the Nazarene congregation, or the sect of Yisrael called the Nazarene Yisraelites. Christianity, your guest yesterday, Eric Phelps, mentioned, is not Catholicism, and I would tend to agree somewhat. I would just say it this way, and I've said this on my broadcast, that Christianity or Protestant Christianity, and I'd like to get your guest take on this as well, that Protestant Christianity, with all due respect, is the nominal daughters of Roman Catholic Christianity. Christianity was not the original faith of the apostles. That's a fact. There's a lot of truth in what Mr. O'Collins is saying, that you can see something clearly, and after a while it's spun a different way. After a while it becomes muddied. And I just kind of like to hear what he has to say about that.
Okay, now, Zach, just hold on. We're going to take a break, so I'm going to let Frank start. But if we run into a break, just stay with us for our final segment. In fact, we're running into that right now. So, Zach Daniels, you stay on, and then Frank O'Collins, my guest, will answer his question right after this three-minute break on the Investigative Journal.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back for our final segment. And Frank, do you need that question rephrased, or can you answer it?
I just want to thank very much. Was it Zach, was it?
Zach Daniels, yeah.
Yeah, Zach, thanks very much for the question observation. I think the hardest thing for people to understand, and it comes to, again, it's one of these core understandings. Are we dealing, when we talk about the Vatican today, and I'm sure most of your listeners would agree, are we talking about an organization that unfortunately went bad, or are we talking about an organization that was bad from the beginning? And this is probably the hardest and the most controversial thing for your listeners. And really, it is mind-blowing for most people, and they consider it, as the last caller, absolute lies to consider Saul, as this evil person that put together a counter religion. But I come back to the clues, the few clues that we have around all the pieces, and it shows that the belief system of the Nazarenes and the Essenes are completely in opposition to the incredibly rigid and narrow-minded set of beliefs that were created by Paul. And that's all I'm trying to say. It's not to say that people who believe are wrong. It's that this has been a religion, a counter-religion set up for evil, and it's why it's remained evil to the present day.
That's well said. And you know, I just appreciate your deep research. And I think there's a lot of people that get confused that names are never meant to be translated. They're meant to be transliterated, or you bring the original sound. What your guest said yesterday, Mr. Phelps, I respect his work as well as yours, Mr. O'Malley, or O'Collin, excuse me, that the name of the Creator was taken out over 7,000 times, and everyone who studies the Scriptures will find that to be a fact that they can't resist or basically do away with. And there's no evidence, again, that the church system was the original faith of the apostles. That was went back to pagan worship, and the Roman Catholic Church fancies itself on the record as the mother of all churches. And so all these Protestant churches are still using the same code names from the Messiah's trying to change the Messiah's name, saying it's a language issue when it's not. It's an issue of respect and reverence. I'd like to get your take on that, if you don't mind.
Well, I said early on that we're dealing with the largest collector of souls. And one way to collect souls is belief. And one way to maintain control is repetition of important, significant words. And when we go back to lies, when lies are embedded amongst truth and they're recited again and again without people understanding what they're doing, then you have a system of control. And, yeah, I mean, how do you break that? You break that by coming back to what it is and understanding that it was evil from the beginning. And think about it. It was evil because the person it seeks to worship is the person it actually has been suppressing, and that's Jesus. I mean, unbelievable as it is, that's what we're dealing with is. So there's a lot at stake in trying to understand why in order to deal with today.
Any comments, Zach?
Thank you, Greg.
Seconds. Yeah, that was Zach Daniels. Thanks a lot. Call anytime, Zach. And, Frank, we're all out of time. A very good show. I really appreciate you coming on and talking. We'll have you on again, of course. Keep in touch. Let me know what happens in your life. Never stay far away. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Frank O'Collins, author of The Almanac of Evil. We're all out of time today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.